Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ravi Shastri, head coach of the Indian cricket team, is here to address press conference. Before you ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for your turn. Yeah. Sir,
whatever Prithvi had a little bit of foot niggle yesterday, he batted today, you saw him. Like, what is his condition? Is good to go? And any decision between Jadeja and Ashwin, both had a long year, all at the nets.
Jadeja, Ashwin will take the call tomorrow. Prithvi, ready to go. He's a world-class bowler. You know, there's absolutely no doubt about it. But we have to make sure that we pick the right sides for the right conditions, you know, and see what a player can bring to the table. I think he's, you know, bowled well over the years. If anything, you know, he'll be disappointed with the way he's batted. He'll want to improve on his batting in time to come.
Hence, do you have any specific conversations regarding his batting week?
Yes, we do.
Ravi, just in terms of coaching philosophy, like, we see you always at the head of the net when one of the younger batsmen are batting. So when do you decide, when do you step in and like have a word with them about technique or anything? Or when do you just like that?
You generally do that when you see something is not right and you have a solution for it. I'm not like one of those kind of coaches who will tell you that should be done without having an answer. So, you know, and you don't go there all the time. If you see something that is valid, it makes sense to go and tell him. And then again, it's up to the individual. But if he sees the merits in that, you know, then it's good.
And is there a difference between how you view, say, a Virat Kohli or a Chetheshwar
Pujara? Everyone. All the same. Because when you're on the road, things can change very quickly. You know, there'll be little things that probably you don't realize. Where if pointed to, that individual can make the adjustment. You know, he'll see the merits in that. Because it can creep in any time. When you're on the road playing day in, day out, all three formats of the game, you know, little things happen.
The time when Indian teams took many years between tours, maybe to New Zealand or England, Australia. Now the because of limited overs, they probably travel more often. Not necessarily from just an Indian point of view, but why is it that teams still find it difficult to replicate the home form when they go overseas?
Very simple. It's the red ball. You know, the conditions at red and white ball is totally different. So if you have toured a country playing white ball cricket, red ball is totally different. And especially in New Zealand and England, you know, where conditions can be pretty much similar. So, you know, whether it's any team, you know, they'll take a while to acclimatize. You know, we are here not to give any excuses. We were outplayed in that first test. But, you know, I always believe when you are on a run like we were, you know, a shake-up like that is good because it opens your mindset. You know, when you're on the road winning all the time or you've not tasted defeat, you can have a closed mindset, you know, a fixed mindset. Here, once you've seen what has happened, which is good, there are opportunities to learn. You know what strategies New Zealand are employing. Mentally, now you're prepared what to expect. And you have your plans, you know, how you're going to counter that. So it's a good lesson. And I'm sure the boys are up for the challenge coming up tomorrow.
We've been winning for a long time. I'm sorry, we've been coming around about 4 matches on the tour. So how do you go about the reassessment process of the team?
See, I won't judge one-day cricket and test cricket. They're totally different things. For us, the least priority is one-day cricket at the moment, being the schedule and what's coming up in the next 2 years. Our focus is test cricket, number one, and T20 cricket. So if you look at that, we've had a great run in the test arena. You know, I mean, we played 8 and won 7. So, you know, one loss there's absolutely no need to panic, you know. And neither is there anyone looking in that direction when you look at this team. So they're ready. You know, they would have learned what to expect. They know what to expect. And, you know, they're mentally tuned and ready. You know, now it's the execution part when it comes tomorrow.
Ravi, Where do you think the Indian pace bowlers need to improve given what happened in the last test match, or do you compare that to what New Zealand did? What did New Zealand do better?
I thought conditions for New Zealand were far better on day one, you know, when it came to bowl. The pitch eased out a bit, you know, on when India bowled. But having said that, you know, that's why you say familiarity with home conditions. You saw what Saudi and Bolt could do, you know, with the experience they have and the knowledge they have in bowling in these conditions. If I'm not mistaken, they're the third highest pair, you know, amongst them to take wickets in Test match cricket, which is a, you know, which is a terrific achievement. So our guys know what to expect from an experienced bowling lineup.
Ravi, you have two top spinners in your squad, and each time one of them gets left out, they're a little unlucky to be left out. So, what are the kind of factors you look into, like going into a match like say tomorrow to determine?
You will see how much of a role a spinner has, first of all.
Right.
You know, how many overs you think he's going to bowl in the game. Is there going to be something for him on day 4-5? Will the second innings be that important? Do you need him more in the first innings of a game? Is his batting going to count? Is his fielding going to count? Is his overall fitness going to count? So those are areas you look into, not just for spinners. You know, when you have four fast bowlers, you have to pick three and leave one out. The same thing happens.
Ravi, the first test, we tried, this Indian team tried to still form, you know, putting a fight and, you know, even if we lose putting up a lot of fight. First test, I think, did you have a strong talk with the boys after the match?
Not necessarily. They're an experienced outfit. They know they could have put up, like you said, a much better show. At least in the second innings, there was no excuse for not getting about 250, 300. You know, at least making New Zealand get about 150. But having said that, you know, New Zealand came up with some good plans, which our boys are fully aware of now. I thought we were a little conservative and tentative in that first test. Hopefully that won't happen here.
Do you think Prithvi needs to play a little differently in these conditions?
Everyone has to adapt to these conditions. You know, no two conditions are the same. I mean, a pitch on day one in India will be different from a pitch in New Zealand or England on day one. So you have to adapt. Why Prithvi, everyone?
Virat has been playing so much of cricket off late, and then you go back, there's three matches in one week in South Africa, and he has been named for two matches in Bangladesh. You as the head of the support staff group, you've always laid emphasis on the workload management. Do you think it will be a wee bit too much playing five matches, two T20s and three ODIs in a space of 10 days after a long tour of New Zealand?
I think that's up to the individual. You know, if he's feeling the strain, he'll let the authorities know.
Similar to this question, but about the wicket keeping. Like, again, what goes into choosing between a punt and a saha, like on a test match basis?
Again, conditions. You know, we went for saha in India because there would be a lot of spin, and on turning tracks where the bounce can be uneven, you know, you need an experienced keeper. And saha is, to be honest, one of the best around. You know, but when you come here, there's not that much of spin bowling. Emphasis is on fast bowling, and then the batting becomes a key factor. You know, plus the fact that he's a left-hander, an aggressive batsman lower down the order, that tilts the scales in his favour here.
Ravi, fast bowler la jeva asa green top wicket disto teva kya karu kya na karu asa jeva vatta teva te emotions control madhe thevun bowling karna he kiti avghad asta.
It's very important. कारण पाटा विकेटवर बॅट्समनला पण यु नो दे ऑल्सो हॅव टू थिंक मारायला पाहिजे की डिफेंड करायला पाहिजे. सिमिलरली हिअर दे हॅव टू स्ट्राईक द राईट बॅलन्स अँड गेट अँड बी पेशंट विच साऊदी अँड बोल्ट शोड यू. वॉट न्यूझीलंड शोड अस इन दॅट फर्स्ट गेम दे हॅव टू डू एक्झॅक्टली दॅट. बी पेशंट, गेट द मोर बॉल्स इन द राईट एरियाज, यु नो, टू क्रिएट द प्रेशर अँड देन टेक इट फ्रॉम द. येस, इट्स व्हेरी इझी टू गेट एक्साइटेड अँड देन बोल ऑल ओव्हर द शॉप अँड बी हॅमर्ड ऑल ओव्हर द प्लेस. यु नो,
इतकं क्रिकेट खेळल्यानंतर पिच रीड करण्याच्या बाबतीत किती गुगली पडू शकतो? म्हणजे
आय मीन इट्स नो वन कॅन judge a pitch perfectly, But you more or less get it right. You know, having been around the world, you know, you've seen different pitches, different conditions, you more or less get it right. It's the risk you want to take. It's how much you want to take the risk. You know, like, for example, in Melbourne, you know, the whole world said we should field first, and same in Johannesburg. But both tests, we batted first. And the result was in our favor. So it's sometimes a call, you know, your instinct or your that gut feeling at that moment of time tells you, go ahead and do it. Might be right, might be wrong. But
yeah.
No, sometimes you look like a fool if it backfires. And you guys are there to, you know, let us know. So it doesn't matter.
Final question. Yes.
रवि बुमराह और शमी की फॉर्म फर्स्ट टेस्ट मैच में रहा था उसका आपको लगता है कि सबसे बड़ा फैक्टर था क्योंकि ये दोनों कहीं भी पिछले डेढ़ दो साल में खेले सबसे बड़े मैच विनर रहे हैं
अरे बुमराह इज वेरी क्लोज टू गेटिंग अ 5-4 और 6-4 माइट हैपन टुमारो देन डोंट कम एंड टेल मी आई टोल्ड यू सो वो कल हो सकता है सिमिलरली विद शमी सो नथिंग टू वरी अबाउट
But the tail wag, the first test, again a big turning point in the game. How do you plan to address that?
That's a good question because it has been a problem for us, you know, in the last year or so. You know, in spite of us doing well, you know, there have been days when we've just cleaned up the tail, on other days where there has been some resistance. So we've had a chat on that, you know, how to, you know, look into bowling at the tail. Either at times are we being over-aggressive or at times are we being, you know, too defensive. So, you know, we've had a chat on that. And we will look to address it in a different manner. You'll see it.
Bumrah's Yorkers could do it.
I'll tell him that.
Thank you.
Huh?
Yes. Thank you.